Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Two, check. Check. 1, 2, 2. Hey, it's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. I apologize for the long-ass intro. Well, I started the intro late, dealing with some bullshit right now. I contemplated, like, not even a go. I apologize. I had to take care of some shit. Still taking care of some shit. So I started the show late by a few minutes. All right, sue me. Thank you, Bitsy, Catty Idiot, Chaos Cupid, Dougie Doug. Dougie Dougie! Oh my god, Dougie Dougie, we were worried about you. I think I muted you once, and then you just, what was it, like a week or two ago? I muted you, and you left the chat, and you pretty much left the internet. Was it something I said? Was I the cause of you rage quitting the internet for a week or two? What's on? I don't know what, hello? Testing, 1, 2, can you guys hear me in the chat? It was something I didn't say. Oh, God. Oh, big ups to Chaos Cupid in the house. Hey. Right. So it's Wacky Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. Don't fuck with me, Caddy. A little bit of Patriot Gregging? You know, I have a feeling this is just like... I apologize. I'm a little flustered right now. I'll be honest. Okay, somebody found myself. Somebody got a hold of my cell phone number. Some fucking troll. And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to even give him more acknowledgement than he needs, or she, or whatever the fuck. Yeah, this person leaves a voicemail on my phone telling me to follow them on Twitter. What kind of fucking troll is that? Calling somebody up and leaving a message on their phone. Hey, dude, follow me on Twitter. And some fucked up, like, distorted voice changer shit. Seriously. Like, I have had to change my cell phone number 4 times now since I've been doing this show. 4 times because of fucking trolls. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm really flustered. I will get it together. I turned my phone off. I mean, it was fucking... he was text bombing me. Get Google Voice. All right. You guys are making me feel better now. You made me laugh. Okay. Get Google Voice. Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it. Shit, what were we going to talk about today? Oh, boy. So, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. I hope you all are humping. It's today, or we're humping today at some point. I could sure use a hump right now. So, there's a Twitter trollocaust that has engulfed the cyberspace. Folks are trolling the shit out of Westboro Baptist Church, so much so that I heard that they have pretty much all but abandoned all their planned picketing. They definitely didn't show up to a couple of the services that they were planning on picketing. I guess there was a big crowd of anti-WBC folks out there showing support for the families. Good for them. And I'm glad that I haven't heard any reports of any altercations or anything. I hope everybody, you know, behaves, because you know, those Westboro Baptist Church folks, they have to they have expenses when they go on these trips. You know, God, you know, I don't know how many of them went out there from Kansas. They're based in Kansas, so they had to fly out to Connecticut. They had to get lodging, they had to get buy food, they had to get transportation, all the normal shit, okay? Expenses. Now, if they don't have somebody that they can sue by the end of the trip, then they have a net loss. So hopefully that's what's happening. And I'm going to be so glad when all these I mean, all due respect to the victims and their families, But I'll be glad when all their services have been are finished and done with, because we won't hear from the Westboro Baptist Church for a while, at least not as high profile. But today, yet another Twitter account belonging to a Westboro Baptist Church member was compromised by Eugene Natsi. I don't even know the names of these people, but same thing that happened to Shirley's Twitter happened to another guy's Twitter from the Westboro Baptist Church. Meanwhile, one of the high-profile anonymous accounts, Your Anon News, a.k.a. Yan, was briefly suspended this morning after being reported for violation of terms of service. Oh, boy. The anonymous community was in an uproar. How dare you, Twitter, suspend Your Anon News? The audacity. My God. I mean, seriously, some of these Anons were like, you know, threatening Twitter. Oh, my God. So stupid. You know, I just went through a suspension. You know, pretty much everybody, if you read the terms of service carefully, pretty much everybody on Twitter has violated the terms of service at one point in time or another. The thing is, it just doesn't get reported. Okay? Twitter doesn't sit there and monitor all this chit-chatter that's going on. I know you think your tweets are important and mean a lot of shit, but there's just too much of it going on for them to monitor it. All right, they're not keeping their eye on your Anon News, ready to suspend them. No, somebody, I would wager somebody associated or sympathetic to the Westboro Baptist Church. Somebody reported them for, I don't even know what they got it reported for. But that's all it takes is one report, a violation, you get suspended. Now, in my case, you know, I was suspended for about a day, almost 24 hours for me to get back up and running. Your Anon News was back up within an hour. Okay? They totally expedited the process for them. If anything, I think they got preferential treatment from Twitter. So all you Anons out there, they're calling the wambulance over Your Anon News getting suspended, get over yourselves. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Twitter's headquarters are located in San Francisco, okay? I happen to know some folks who work for Twitter, all right? And I can tell you that there are people at Twitter that work at Twitter that are sympathetic to Anonymous, okay? So when you Anons get all pissed off at Twitter, you're actually getting pissed off at people that can empathize with you. You know, isn't that the whole idea? Anonymous is everywhere. We're your gardeners. We're your bus drivers. We're this, we're that. Yeah, and we also work at Twitter. And what else is going on? I don't know. I'm just going to – I feel like I should just play some music. I did get some requests. I really need to calm down. Can somebody call in and calm me down? Man. This is so fucked. such a pain in the ass, dude. It's such a pain in the ass to change your... And who's this anonymous Dolmella? Who the fuck are you? Anonymous Dolmella? Dolmella? What the fuck kind of name is that? Yeah, this... What the fuck is he saying? He's saying, 5 minutes until Vince and the Bay will bend over for your non-news. UG Nazi, you jelly? Fuck you, I'm not bending over for your non-news. You know, I'll speak my mind about your non-news. When I agree with something they say, I'll admit it. If I don't agree with something, I will challenge them. You know, that's what I think Twitter's for, you know, partly. An exchange of ideas, getting other perspectives, you know, having civil discourse. And I got this Dolma guy. For all I know, this Dolma guy is probably, Dolmella. Sounds like a chick. Dolmella. For all I know, that Dolmella's fucking... all right. It's Agent Sabu. Okay. That's the name of the person. They called me, told me to follow him on Twitter. And if I didn't know any better, I would say, just from the looks of my mentions, it looks like Dolmella might be a possible suspect. I don't know. If anybody has any information about this Agent Sabu, and I know it's not the real fucking Sabu. It's so stupid. And that's another thing, is get original, all right? Get a real name, you know, come up with something. Agent Sabu. It's stupid. And, hey, Blitzy's in the room, right? Blitzy. I just got a tweet from Caddy. Did you see this? I guess Caddy's in Connecticut, in Woodbury, Connecticut, and saw a license plate that said Blitz. That's special. It's nice. All right. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to join me, I'd love to have you. I want to fulfill a request for Yancey Faith, my good friend Yancey Faith. I hope she's listening. Yancey Faith and Max Quick Hit. Anyway, they wanted to play some Bass Nectar. I'm not a fan of the dubstep. Not a big fan of the dubstep. Bass Nectar, I can tolerate. And actually, this song isn't so bad. Catty Idiot says he nearly caused an accident in a busy intersection to capture that. I've done that too, man. I've been driving on the road and seen bumps. There's this one car I was behind in traffic, and it had this huge like poster like or sign or whatever, like plastered to the back window of the car, like took up almost the entire window, like just left a little sliver of an opening for the driver to see through the back window. I had to take a picture of that, and I almost got in a wreck doing that. And I'm Patriot Gregging? Still Patriot Gregging? Oh, man. Add insult to injury. Let me close out of some of these windows. I don't know. Maybe still... And now people are mocking me on Twitter, saying I'm pissed, I'm mad. Yeah, I'm mad. You know, I was getting ready to do this show, have a good time, you know, take some calls. And I get nothing. So... Yeah, I should go FAP. It will make me feel a lot better. I think that's a good idea. FAPing is work. Okay, so this bass nectar song. Let's go ahead and play this, and I'll be back to take your calls. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Wacky Wednesday. And yeah, it is pretty fucking wacky right now. So I'll be right back. Here's some bass nectar with the 808 track.
808 kick drum, 808 hack. 808 snare drum, 808 clap. Got an 808 this and an 808 that. Got an 808 boom and an 808 back.
blah, 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 blah.
Got an 808, this, and it, that. Got an 808, boom, and an 808.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
His dick talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah. BITB back in this. I'm also really hopped up on coffee. I think that's adding to my nerves. I was just thinking during the break. I just noticed none of the Russell League is here. Nobody in the Russell League is here. That's interesting. I wonder why. I wonder if the Russell League has anything to do with this Agent Sabu. They are suspiciously absent tonight. None of them are here. What's up with that? Oh, wow, why wouldn't they do it? Just for lulls? Of course. They troll. That's what they do. If it is them, this is like the biggest Jimmy Russell. This is like a legit Jimmy Russell here. Like, I props to them if this is their work, because they fucking wrestled my Jimmy's in a major way. So I hope that's what this is. How the fuck did they get my cell phone, though? That's what I want to know. Like, not very many people have my cell phone. It's this is just odd. I'm sorry, people. I'm bringing my business to the show. This is, I do this show to have callers, have people call in and talk to me and talk about the news of the day or whatever. So let me bring on a caller. I didn't get to screen any of these calls, so these are unscreened. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, it's FRD. How's it going, buddy?
FRD. Oh, it could be better. Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Oh, quit your bitching. Hey, I just wanted to call and let everybody know that I'm not you and you're not me and stuff. So
yeah, see, that's another thing that happened today is the Russell League accused me of being FRD.
It's crazy shit right there.
Because earlier today I was, I was on Twitter with, what was it, Duck, Kitten, and something else. Some other, I think it was either another animal or an inanimate object, but whatever. And they were all posting, pics of themselves. and we were commenting on them, and then they said, Vince, why don't you send us a pic of you of your face? And so I did. I sent them a pic, and of course they photoshopped. Oh, that's what it was. What's her name? The LLS Kitten? Kitte? She accuses me of having a mustache. She's like, Vince sounds like he has a mustache.
I can see that. Where you might contract an imaginary mustache from your sound, but I don't think you do.
Yeah, she's trying to paint me out to be like some warthog porn actor like Ron Jeremy.
One of those guys that sits outside, you know, like elementary schools in a windowless van.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I took a pic to prove that I didn't have a mustache, and of course they photoshopped the shit out of it with putting a mustache on me, and what's her name even added like a beard and a cigar and a hat and all other. So I put that as my avi for a little bit. It was fun. It was cool. But the Russell League saw the original photo unadulterated photo of me, just the plain picture of me. And was it Danny? I guess you and Danny are friends on Skype.
Yeah, I have him on my. I don't know how he got. I think it was that night that we were all in your archive show, and then he dropped off, and I tried to pull him in, and it was like that's how he got my Skype. So now we're on there.
Yeah, so he saw your picture on your Skype. Well, he saw my picture, and he thought of your picture and thought it was the same person.
Oh.
And he was just like, oh my God, I've uncovered. I've been connected with Vince on Skype the whole time. He goes by Fish Tank Shitter. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? That's FRD. What about him? That's you. You're FRD. Dude.
Oh, shit.
Man, these kids have some wild imaginations. And then I saw the picture. He gave me a screenshot of the picture that he thought of you that he thought looked like me. It's not even fucking close, dude.
No, I've seen your picture plenty of times. We don't even look like we could be cousins, man.
No. I mean, maybe we fit the same profile. You know, if one of us mugged somebody on the street, we might be in the same lineup. But
they don't call me fat or a dragon for nothing, dude. I'm pushing 255 these days, buddy.
And how tall are you?
6'1".
It's not bad.
It's not great, dude. I'm not pulling any you know class 10 tail with that boiler strapped around my waist.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I'm 6'3", 250 something.
Yeah.
And I too need to shed a little of the spare tire. I lost a shit ton of weight last year. I lost like 60 pounds. And
that's probably all the meth and stuff. That kind of
meth?
Didn't you go through like a big like a meth phase or something?
Doesn't meth make you hyper and not hungry? Aren't meth heads like skinny and cracked out?
Yeah. You said you shed like a bunch of weight.
Oh, the meth. Okay, I see. The meth diet. All right, I get you. I'm following you now.
Yeah. I'm glad
I found a way to, like, I'm a creature of habit, and I found a way to make a habit out of not overeating, not eating junk food, exercising, you know, all the things you're supposed to do. And I And since then, it's slowly crept back, and now I gotta do an about face and discipline myself again.
Yeah, get back on the straight and narrow, buddy. I got a woman that cooks for me all the time, and friggin' beer. So like football season is tough, buddy. You know, like I got to drink on Sunday. It's usually a copious amount of beer, and that's a lot of calories, you know.
Yeah. Oh man, if I drank beer, I'd probably be even bigger.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm at. But anyways, man, yeah, I'll let you get back to your show and stuff. But I just wanted to call and clear that up so everybody can know that we're on the same program together here. We have different voices. Yeah, everything's fine.
Thank you, FRD. And I'm sorry I had to come to this to get you to call into the show.
Oh, buddy, it's, you know, it's a hectic life that I lead, you know, so nothing personal.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. And
all right.
If I don't talk to you before Christmas, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, man. And to your family and friends and loved ones and all that shit, too. So carry on, my friend.
Likewise. Thanks, man.
Later.
Fat Red Dragon, everybody. Fat Red Dragon. Not Vince in the Bay, okay? Myth-busting on the show tonight. That's right. All right, let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's that?
Hey, what's going on, Vince? WVU Soldier.
Oh, WVU Soldier, welcome to the show.
Where's your regulars, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't know, man. Something.
With the lack of the Wrestle League, you really sound rustled, man. I'm just saying, you should go relax, whatever it takes. Just calm down.
Yeah, I definitely. It's just weird, though, man. It's been a weird day. And just like right before I went on air, you know, I got these weird voicemails.
I saw that. I realized I have to check your Twitter feed before I start trying to watch your shows. It's because of the other day.
Yeah. And now the Wrestle League is just like not here. Like usually one of them will show up. So
it's kind of suspicious that none of them are here.
Yeah, so weird.
Why isn't Hammurabi calling in? Is this like, are we done?
Yeah, Hammurabi's not here. Well, okay, you know what? I was in Graveyard today, the Reaper Sec.
I saw all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of drama with Hammurabi. And members of Wrestle League.
Let the trolls get to you.
I can't imagine those people are still in that chat room going back and forth with the drama.
No, I think they stopped. But so what's the show about tonight? We've got Smoops stuff got?
Oh, yeah.
Changed on Twitter. What's going on?
Schmoop had two Twitter accounts suspended today. His Schmoop LOL was suspended again, so he opened up another one. It was Schmoop UG. That one got suspended like right away.
That doesn't surprise me.
It seems like
UG Notch is back in the picture. That's crazy.
What's that?
Just seeing UG Notch back in the picture is kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
They've been kind of quiet for a couple months.
Yeah, well, most of them were caught.
Yeah, well, there's that. But no, it's just it's weird seeing them come out for WBC, Westboro Baptist Church. It's cool. I mean,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how the Westboro Baptist Church makes strange bedfellows out of everyone.
Oh, when you get the Jester working with Anonymous and you have soldiers standing next to Anonymous, standing next to firemen, it's just, that doesn't happen. That should just tell you when you made enemies of everybody, you're the problem.
Don't even get me started on Jester, okay? Did you hear the show last night?
No, I missed it.
Oh, man.
What's the drama there?
What a nightmare. Okay, yesterday I was just going about my business. I was going to do my Big Titty Tuesday show. And out of nowhere, Your Non-News, Jan, tweets out, "Hey, Westboro Baptist Church, if you guys want to talk to us, call into Vincent the Bay's show tonight." And I was like, huh? What? So all the Anons are thinking that I'm going to have the Westboro Baptist Church on my show. So half the internet shows up to my chat room expecting me to, you know, have a face-off with Shirley Phelps. You know, I tweeted all the, you know, I was like, all right, fine, I'll roll with it. You know, if you guys want to try to get these guys on the show, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd probably be fun.
I saw the clip from Tyrone calling, what is that, Motel 6?
Yeah, that was last night. That was last night.
Good shit.
Yeah, so, fuck. So, yeah, so all these people showed up, including the Jester. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and at one point, the Jester tweets me, and I think I answered him back, you know, on the air. And then I asked him a question. I was like, because yesterday I pointed out that Uranon News and the Jester tweeted out like carbon copy tweets, all right? Like they said the exact thing, except, you know, they just changed a few, you know, it was obvious that it was a cut and paste.
Yeah, I saw that, the exact same thing that Uranon News posted.
Yeah.
Yep.
So since I had the Jester's attention, I was like, dude, what's up with that? Why are you copying? Of course, you know, my court conspiracy theory, the conspiracy theorist in my head jumped to the conclusion that somebody had access to both accounts, which I still think is highly probable. But I have no evidence to support that. So I'm just going to go with the fact that Jester copied and pasted Uranon News's tweet.
That's been a three-year troll if there's someone has access to both accounts. They'd have trolled the internet for 3 years now.
No. I'm not suggesting that there's been somebody with both accounts for 3 years. No. I mean, Uranon News started out with just one person. And,
And
slowly added more people. I think the same thing happened with Jester.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think that's what most of the internet thinks.
Yeah. So whatever. So I asked him that question since I had his attention. I said, dude, why are you copying and pasting Jan's tweets? That doesn't make sense, you know? Like, are you embarrassed to retweet his tweets? Why not retweet it? You know? And okay, fine. Whatever. I just, you know, I was curious. And then suddenly, like, he just starts laying into me. And of course he didn't answer my question. And then
what
he starts
And
then
he
starts
you?
What?
Did he wrestle you?
The Jester? No.
Yeah.
I think I wrestled the Jester, to be honest. Because he then decided to troll me, tweeting to all his followers that my call-in show number was the number to the Westboro Baptist Church people, or his number. I mean, and of course that troll totally failed, because I saw some of the replies to him. They're like, dude, it's just some radio talk show. What the fuck? None of them actually got through. They kind of figured it out, and that was it. And so Jester like wants to go on a private channel with him and all this shit. And I'm like, dude, you know, we're following each other on Twitter. Just if you have, if you want to say something to me or whatever, like just DM me. It's no big deal.
Right.
And that wasn't good enough. Sorry, that wasn't good enough for him. So whatever. Then this morning I get a DM from him, and he's all He's like, you know, I remember, you know, now why I blocked you in the first place, because I thought you were an idiot. Then I thought you were cool. Now I think you're an idiot again. So yeah. Whatever.
And make friends with everybody.
Whatever.
So
that happened last night. But I appreciate Yorinon News and or the Jester for giving my show a little bit of publicity yesterday. I haven't looked at the
34 users in the chat room today. You doing all right?
This is about par for the course. This is usually lately this has been I've been holding down an average of 30 some odd listeners.
Yeah, with 10 of them being Russell League, and I don't see any of them here.
Yeah,
that's what all the guests are. That's what they are.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't log in as guests. They're not. They don't lurk like that. They're not. They would come straight out. They got. Right. They must have something else going on. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. You know, they could be busy trying to wrestle other people's jimmies right now, and they just don't have time for my show, and that's fine.
That sounds about right.
But yeah, dude. The last night, I think I had over 1,000 total live listens.
Wow, how many call-ins you get?
Like something like 74. 74 callers.
Oh, I'm honored to have gotten through today. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, it's not the shitstorm today like it was yesterday. Yesterday, you know, there was at any point in time there was like, you know, 100 users in the chat, and there was, you know, 20 people on the board at all times.
Publicity.
So I had fun with that show. I'm sorry the Jester didn't. I thought the Jester was trolling the whole time. I honestly sent him a DM originally this morning saying, hey, thanks for participating. Thanks for tweeting the show and tweeting at me. That was fun. You know, I told him that somebody called in later pretending to be him. If you listen to the overtime, I unmuted everybody on the switchboard, and this one guy kept saying, I am the Jester. I am the Jester. And then he started talking and stuff, and so that was funny. So I told him, I was like, yeah, some guy called in pretending to be you, ha ha ha, you know, thinking that it was all one big joke, right? And he's like, fuck you.
No,
you totally
should. You're on the internet long enough, and you will be doxxed as the Jester.
Yeah.
I got it now. I'm gonna start the rumors right now. Vincent the Bay is the Jester. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Caddy is asking me a question. What's the question, Caddy? All right, you know what I need to do first of all is this guest guy. I didn't even need to mute his ass.
Nope, because, there he goes.
Because I can't concentrate on the other chatters. Caddy, you had a question. Somebody told me that you had a question. Maybe not. All right, we have another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah. Who's that?
This is a guest. You just muted me and you put me on the air, asshole. What's up? I'm gonna act normal right now. I'm not gonna be a dick, so what's up?
All right. What's that?
I wanna talk about, like, you know, the Russell League fucking they hijacked my Twitter today.
Really?
Well, so somebody hijacked my Twitter. I mean, they hijacked something. I can't even sign into Twitter without Tor.
You can't sign into Twitter without Tor. That makes no sense.
Well, I can sign into Twitter, but I can't post a damn thing. I can't use anything that I have in Twitter, the settings, the DMs, the signing out function, none of it. I get on Tor, I'm good to go.
That's weird.
I think, yeah, very fucked up.
Dude, it sounds like your browser screwed up.
Somebody fucked my shit up.
It sounds like you got drunk and screwed up your browser settings.
That's probably what happened. I probably spilled a beer on it. So. I'm going to blame it on Russell League.
Cut the 300 browser.
Yeah,
blame it on Russell League.
Blame it on Russell League. They're not here.
Yeah, exactly. So you muted me immediately and then took my call afterwards. So, I mean, how fucked up are you, Vince?
Well, this is why I muted you, because I was trying to figure out what Caddy was trying to say, and you were like dominating the chat room. Like it was just your name. Like you tweeted like a line of something like 12 times in a row.
Okay.
I couldn't. So.
So should I just like chill out a bit?
No, you're fine. You're fine, dude.
I'm
you're
good.
Fine.
Okay.
You're fine. No. Now that you're on the air, you can't terrorize the chat room as much. So
I promise you, I can. Let's see what I can do. Fuck. You still got me all fucked up here and shit. You know, I got all kinds of stuff I can do. I can do stuff, but
you can do stuff.
Matter? Yeah. Can't do anything important apparently. So let's talk about the fucking events of the day. We got Westboro Baptist Church. We got, you know, Cosmo the God, all that. Let's talk about the good shit.
Cosmo the God is back, yes.
You know what I want? I want whoever Agent Sabu is to call in.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you call in, fucker? Call in and he's got to be listening. Call in and tell me what the fuck, why do you want me to follow you on Twitter? And how did you get my number? That's all the other thing I want to know.
What I want to know is when we're going to see Shirley Phelps knit. That's what I want to know.
Hopefully,
I want to see your titties. Hopefully.
Oh, cool. Cool. Soundwave is trying to do some ASCII art. Is that how you say it? ASCII?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to make, but nice effort.
It looks like a Nyan Cat submarine.
Yeah. Interesting.
You should put a bounty out for a Photoshop of those nips. There's plenty of stills of her. You gotta be able to do it.
Wait, what's Crappy Airbags talking about? Vince, Agent Sabu is someone we both know because very few people have my cell. What? Is Crappy Airbags saying that he got a message from... Huh?
It's Sicko. It's gotta be Sicko.
So this guy's got Crappy Airbags number two. That's weird. Where the fuck? Yeah, Sicko's not here. Yeah, oh, you know what? I know where Sicko is. What's her name? Ms. Becker and a couple other people are in the Bay for like one day. And I think they're visiting with Melissa 13 and Sicko and some other people. So I think they're entertaining guests. So they're probably not going to.
They got shot at the XS too.
Catty Idiot says, Vince, Crappy Airbags, you, and Shadow DXS all got messaged by Agent Sabu. XU Out says, definitely not Russell League. I would tend to believe you, XU Out, but why are they all missing tonight? Why do they all just happen to not be here?
Hop in their chat and see what's up.
Do you think this is Shadow DXS? Do you think he's doing it?
No. You come out and tell if he's doing it.
Yeah. All right. XU Out says, definitely not Russell League. It's the Insane Clown Posse. Round Man. Because there is legit reasons. Yes.
Don't trust XU Out. He's talking shit. These motherfuckers, they thrive on this shit.
Max, you and Shadow should call in, hash this out.
Yeah.
Dropping Docs on Becker's road trip? No, I follow her on Twitter, and I saw that she was in the Bay. I was like, hey, dude, we should meet up and meet in real life. And she's like, nope, sorry, just too busy. Schedule's packed.
I love that impression. If you could do that for a whole show, I'd pay you.
Okay, XU Out is doing some detective work here. He says, look at the followers. There are two. That account follows. And one is Shadow. Holly B. I live northern or southern Bay.
Who's the other one, X?
Dude,
where is Becker's
smart
gratitude? Yeah, exactly. Oh, San Fran or San Diego? No, I'm in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. Do they call San Diego the Bay Area too? The San Diego Bay Area.
I'm from West Virginia, man. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm feeling the tinfoil. That's great. Yeah, I apologize, people. This is, you know, not the normal show. We're just, I'm just totally off my game because of this troll. It caught me off guard. Like, this hasn't happened to me in a long time. Like, when I first got on the scene here at Block Talk Radio, I got trolled the fuck out of the BWC, not to be confused with the WBC. The BWC is the Bill Wagner crew. They trolled me pretty fucking hard. I think I'm cool with them now, though, for the most part.
And crappy airbags is a good point. Can you say on air what your text message said?
There we go. Let's hear it.
The text message?
What's that?
It just said follow Agent Sabu on Twitter, like, three times.
Three times? And you get butt hurt over this? Man, seriously.
Each text had it said it three times. I got something like, I don't know, 130 seconds.
Holy shit.
At least it wasn't pizza.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm worried about that, too. I'm fucking worried about that, too, because I'm sure that's next. Yeah.
You're feeding the trolls, man. Be careful.
I'm going to start sending sushi. Fuck pizza.
Oh, you know, somebody did that too. Somebody Chinese food bombed me.
No way.
Yeah, they sent instead of pizza, they sent a bunch of Chinese food. I swear to God.
How does that work?
It was during the middle of my show too. It was during the middle of my show. It was like last year. I don't know where it is in the archives, but during the middle of my show, I got Chinese food bombed. It was a lot of Chinese food. Definitely didn't finish it all, but yeah. A lot of weird shit's happened while I've been.
So what happens to you? Like, when you get a whole bunch of food delivered to you that you didn't order, what's the next step? I imagine you go to the door and you say, "What the fuck? I didn't order this." Then what's the next step? You get yelled at by a Chinese person. How does it get resolved?
He didn't speak very good English.
Right.
So I told him it was a mistake. And he was like, no mistake, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, fuck it. And I paid for it. And I gave him a tip. I felt bad for him because he was...
Paid for it?
Yeah, he had... Yeah, I paid. What the fuck else am I supposed to do? Tell him no? Go away?
The big question is, did he ask you for $5 sucky-sucky? I mean, this is what I want to know. because I'm looking for a good Chinese delivery guy that's going to give me some $5 sucky sucky. Not $5.50, not $5.75, $5.
All right, that wasn't very funny. I'm going to bring on another caller. There's somebody that's been patiently holding.
Shut me off, please.
I do better in typing.
Yeah. Hang on, dude. Let me bring on this caller. Go ahead, caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? What? I can't hear.
Much better.
I think they got the radio on in the background, too.
Can you guys understand a single thing that person's saying?
Nope.
All right, I'm not in the mood for gay soundboards, all right?
You won that time. Big time.
This is so stupid.
Oh, no, kill me, please.
All right, dudes. Let's take a break from the torture. I'm going to do one of my famous numbers here. In this will be in honor of whoever the fuck Agent Sabu is. This is for him. If I can fucking find it. Where is it? I hate the switchboard on Block Talk Radio. It's so retarded. I'm making zero. My transitions are horrible tonight. All right. This is dedicated to Agent Sabu.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass. For ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence that Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on one
hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worship and music, like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go, trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them.
trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello. 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's... I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my mat, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who was this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that maybe you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not
I'm
Mormon.
Saying
she's
that
Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist.
Soda?
She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Why
you know
you
my man's
man
on nail. You don't know my man's on nail. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies, so... You know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, Starrell. Oh, no. Sonny's.
Wait,
who? Little bitch.
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the bag.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
Hit it!
Wow. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di rientro a un finale in balcone.
This tough fight is really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Okie dokily. It's Vince in the Bay back with you. If you'd like to join us here for Wacky Wednesday, feel free to do so. Okay, I think I've calmed down a little bit. I mean, it's not a big deal. I just changed my number again. You know? I don't care. I just didn't appreciate that. And I appreciate Spyco and your enthusiasm in the chat room, but I'm not a communist. Are you kidding me? Spyco, during the break, Spyco was on timeout for 2 minutes for spam. Borderline scrolling. I mean, granted, he was spamming my own information for my show, which is whatever. I don't know what's up with Twitter. Seriously, poor Goofy Bone. The guy posts, he self doxes on Twitter, gets reported, and they put him on timeout. I love it. That's why I love doing this show. It's, even when it sucks, it's fun because I can just fuck with the chatters. Because people always have shit to... Wait, what's going on? He texted me an IP. Look, I turned my phone off, so I don't know if I have any texts or not. I just turned it off. I'm not going to turn it on until tomorrow. And it's just, okay. Now, Spyco is definitely on timeout now for scrolling. This is blatant. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, Soundwave, how'd you get muted? Can you cancel mute on Soundwave? Mute Spyco. Spyco, 2 minutes. Spyco, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for scrolling. Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling. I like the... Now, can I tweet these airplanes? Let me see if I can copy pasta this into Twitter right here. Do a little bada bing, bada boom. Flippity do, skippity do, and how do you do? We're back on here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vince in the Bay with WVU. Is that right, soldier? Hello? Oh, did we lose WV soldier?
Yep, that's right.
Wait, is that WV soldier?
Yeah, you got me. That's right.
Okay, good, good. Just want to make sure you're still there.
I'm here.
We lost the other caller. We lost guest. Thank
Ooh.
God.
Is there anybody else calling?
Really distracted by the chat room. Crappy Airbags says that he's got a text from the same person, and there's IPs and stuff. And one of them says it's Shadow's IP. I'm afraid to turn them out on my phone. I don't even want to know what's on there. I'm just going to throw it away. I'm just going to pretend like I lost it. I'm just going to throw it away. I don't want any evidence going back to me at all of anything. I don't want to have anything to do with this. I don't know who this shady Agent Sabu character thinks he is. You know, he's obviously somebody's sock who is trying to rustle some jimmies.
I think
hardcore. Like you know, a little bit too much, a little too aggressive. You know, keep it clean, keep it on the internet, okay? You know, above the belt only, please. Come on. Is chivalry dead?
I
I think so.
You know, I think it's all set up by Shadow. I really do. I think he wants more attention. He gets the most attention. Because figure out who in the end gets the most out of this little drama. Most exposure. Shadow. Looks like the victim.
It's pretty high up there for him. I'm not saying he's not capable of it. I haven't seen him pull this kind of thing before.
Oh, Gonzo PhD in the house. Big ups to Gonzo PhD. Yeah, I apologize, Mountain Spirits. I myself don't even know what I'm talking about. There's so much Twitter drama going on that my head is spinning. I almost feel like I should just quit Twitter. Just give it up for a little while. Just go dark. I did that before. I did that with this show, too. I'll probably do that pretty soon, too.
That's letting the trolls win, my friend.
No, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as, like, seasons. Like I've done, like, 3 seasons of BTR.
I could see that.
This is, like, season 3 right here. You guys are all a part of season 3.
So, real quick, how does one get a hold of season 1 and 2? I want to catch up, see what happened.
You go to my archive. It's just blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay.
I tried that. If you go back more than like 2 weeks, it doesn't load.
No. What show do you want?
I just wanted to see what it was like way back when.
You know what I was doing? I have a blog. I was going to post the top 10 most listened to shows, like the most live listens.
Right.
Last night, for the year, for this season, the record was last night. So there's no way this show tonight was born to fail because last night, like, hit the apex, you know. That was easily the most live listeners.
Get Jihad in here and tell you how you failed tonight.
What's that?
Get Jihad in here and tell you
how
you failed.
Oh, yeah, I would love to get a little halftime report from associate producer Jihad, so we know we did it. Because honestly, though, after last night's show, this show it just can't win from the start. It's such a you go from such a high, and you might as well just take the next day off.
Well, I hate to say it to you, Vince, but I've got to get out of here.
No worries. Well, dude, you basically were my co-host for hour number 1. I really appreciate you coming out, WVU
Sister. I'll call in later.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to plug anything before you go? Besides your butt?
Everybody knows where I'm at. If you don't know me, that's probably a good thing. So, cool. I'm good.
All right, dude. Peace out, man. Appreciate it.
Take it easy, man. Ciao.
All right. Good times. There you go. WVU Soldier. Appreciate him sitting in for the first hour, basically first hour and a half, the first, three quarters of the show. He was my co-host. Wow. Saved the day. What a soldier he is. I'm feeling much better, though. The first hour is wound up. I'm kicking back now, relaxing. I feel good. And I also have Blitzkrieg with me. Blitzkrieg. What's up, Blitzkrieg?
What's going on, Vince?
You know, the first time I ever, you ever came to my attention was?
When? When was that?
The Barrett Brown. Tiny chat.
Yeah.
Okay. I immediately went into Alex Jones mode.
Yeah.
It's basically accused you of being a Fed.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Am I Patriot Gregging?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. What was the question?
I didn't hear what you said. You said you went in like Alex Jones mode.
When did I wait? When did I do that?
Get the back. I'm not like fucking with you right now. I seriously didn't hear you like Patriot Greg'd out.
Man. No, no. Sometimes I you know, my inner Alex Jones, my inner conspiracy theorist comes to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I, you know, I'm doing through the whole show about this Agent Sabu.
Yeah. That's what I mean by tinfoil. See, like WVU just said he goes, Vince thought I was a Fed.
No. I don't think you're a Fed now. I totally don't think you're a Fed now. I want to say that for the record.
Yeah.
I mean, for all I know, you could be, but I have no reason to believe that you are. But what I thought was a coincidence on that video.
Yeah.
You know what your name Blitzkrieg means, right?
Yes, I do. I'm well aware.
Well,
I don't mean to be like.
Well, I watched the video of that tiny chat.
Yeah.
And Barrett Brown's chick is there or whatever. And you hear Barrett in the background going to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much at the exact moment where you hear the, Barrett, get down, blah, 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 you know that?
Yeah.
You started broadcasting on the tiny chat. I was like, dude, the feds were on the tiny chat, dude. It was code Blitzkrieg. You know, there was even a guy in there. And you started playing a porn video or something.
Yeah, I did. Janus,
that tripped me out. So I went so conspiracy theorist on that.
Oh,
I was like, are you kidding me? Barrett Brown literally gets Blitzkrieged while some dude in the chat room named Blitzkrieg starts, you know, logs on and starts broadcasting a porn. And he got ass hurt Mac fags in the corner, trying to light her breastises the best she can.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's fed on the internet apparently, which I find hilarious.
Yeah, so I thought that was an odd coincidence.
I don't know. I've had people bring it up so many times. I'm just like, I find it funny.
Still over your E fame. I get it.
No, I don't have any, dude. I fucking find it. I kind of find it like. Don't get me started.
Okay, we have a question. A question from Soundwave. Soundwave asks, how do you feel about eggnog and the lack of its presence all year round?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
How do you feel about eggnog,
mm-hmm,
and its lack of presence all year round? Like, there's only eggnog around Christmas time. Why can't it be, you know, 12 months out of 12?
I don't know. Eggnog just gets old, apparently.
Is there like a season to it?
Apparently. I mean, dude, you gotta think. Eggnog is one of those things that... Yeah, eggnog is one of those things that it's only good for a certain amount of time. You know what I mean?
Wow, people... I would really... hey, catty idiot... Gonzo cracks me up. 127.0.01. Where's Catty Idiot? Hang on a second. Catty Idiot goes on timeout. 2 minutes. Catty Idiot, 2 minutes for dropping what looks to be like somebody's eyepiece. You know, who's to say that one of these guests that's listening to my show isn't some creeper who's like, oh, you know, check out that address. And, yeah, I'm just going to shoot it with my laser because I have nothing better to do. You know? And your son is working on his school project, and he hasn't pressed Command-S in 3 hours. And then Lazord loses all of his work. That could happen to you.
Boy.
Four seven eight two six seven six six seven. I would like to stay. Oh, okay. I apologize. I have to. Usually, I have more callers. I have like a whole entire panel, so I can, I can moderate. But I feel like I have to just take care of my moderation duties and put the chat room on. Lockdown. I don't appreciate some of the lewd conduct, but people are okay. The IPs, please don't drop people's personal information, their phone numbers, if you really have to give me some information like that, personal message me, but don't put it in the main chat, okay? In fact, don't even personal message it to me. Just send it to me offline, whatever. But that's not cool. I don't want to be responsible for. Anyways, an anonymous person anonymously chimes in that Caddy is possibly Agent Sabu. Yeah, let's take a poll. Who do you think Agent Sabu is?
I have no idea.
By the way, the chat room is on complete lockdown, moderation. I can only approve messages that I want, like this one for Von Rage. Von Rage is... And I also don't appreciate is being called Vunce, like I'm a dunce. I get it, huh? Instead of a dunce, I'm a Vunce. It's not cool. Yeah, and it's censorship. I told you, I have to announce it on every show, remind people with a disclaimer. This is not a free speech zone. I'm sorry. Yeah, that once you're on this platform, you have to abide by terms of service. And also, within the shows, we have our own sort of house rules. And they're strictly enforced. Oh, thank God. We only have a half hour left.
You have no one else. Like calling in at all?
No.
That's pretty
bad. I have Spyco spamming the shit out of, trying to spam the shit out of me.
He's trying to brute force you.
Nope, not gonna work. So Blitzkrieg, were you awake? When Euronaut News lost their, was suspended?
No. I don't think so, actually.
Okay.
But I heard about it. I looked later on, and I saw the flipping out on Twitter. Like, they're like, we're going to come after your Twitter, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, if they don't get their way, they get very mad.
Yeah. I'm just kind of fucked up, man.
Most of them. I like that, Riley.
You know, Spyco, I really don't appreciate your barrage of tweets with all your sock puppets, all right? You're flooding my time, my ad mentions. It's quite offensive, actually. It's worse than you saying any racial slurs or, horrible, horrific shit. It doesn't matter. I'm not Vince. I'm Vince. Vince in the Bay. All right, I think we might have the clown.
Oh, God.
Shadow, is that you?
Yeah.
You what?
Yo, Shadow, hey, are you Agent Sabu?
Am I Agent Sabu? No, yeah, he actually asked me to follow.
Is that one of your SOC? Just straight up, dude, is that one of your SOC accounts? Are you trying to troll?
No, why? What do you do that they got to get to see you today?
Dude, people keep spamming IPs. This is not cool.
Well, first off, he spammed the same IP address twice in two different dummy chats, claiming that both of them were mine. They were wrong, and when confronted about it, I kicked him out, and he comes up on Twitter saying, oh, follow me for DMs, and I'll actually read you the DM. I started off saying, what do you want? He goes, as you can see, I have traffic monitoring from a MEA East vantage point. You and your friends are not being very careful. I said, I do what I want. You mad? He goes, no, not mad. I don't approve nor disapprove. Your free will is your own, but let me ask you this. Is there a higher calling for you? I said, nope. And he goes, I respect your decision. I'll be around for a few more days. After that, I unfollowed him.
Weird.
Yeah, the dude's fucking off his rocker.
I thought he wanted Adam. I thought he wanted me to follow him so he could DM me. He never DM'd me. Nothing. I don't know. For some reason, he wants me to. Be a target or something. I don't know. It's just weird. Talk just to antagonize certain people, you know? It's weird the lengths that people go. I mean, look like an individual. Like, for example, Spyco, great example. The man obviously has some sort of technical skills, should be a creative, productive member of society, yet spends his time tweeting from, maybe 20 sock accounts, the same shit, spamming me with Vincent the Bay, Vincent the Gay, Vincent the Bay, Vincent the Gay, and on and on and on.
Oh, dude, you think that's bad? He does IRC.
It's Spyco, XTrollX, Impoly.net, Shit Tier Troll, Do You Even Van? What else do we got? That one that's just a phone number? That, how is that one even allowed to be an account? How come nobody's even reported that? And that's, if you want to say terms of service, naming yourself somebody's phone number, that should be like automatic. Like they should have an algorithm just automatically says, no, dude. For your own protection, you shouldn't even do that. Like Goofy Bone. Like, he should have been put on timeout. Just, it's like, dude, don't be stupid. Don't self-dox on Twitter.
So, then, what exactly did the agent Sabu do in order to get your attention?
Left me a creepy message that said, oh, yeah. Huh?
What did he say?
Yeah, dude. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Can hear you.
Yeah, Vince, you there? Who else is on the line, by the way?
It's Blitzkrieg.
Oh, don't care.
I don't know if they can hear us or if we're in the green room.
We're probably in the green room.
Well, I'll check.
So how are you doing today, Blitz?
Hold on a second. Hmm. Yeah, we're not in the green room, dude. We're live.
Oh, shit, we are.
Yep.
Dude, well, anyway. I'm sorry. I was trying to get it hook up my phone so you could hear the voicemail, but it's an old piece of shit. It's like a throwaway, what you might call it, prepaid. It's not even in my name. That's what throws me off. Like I know who has the number, and this is kind of weird. But no, he just had he had a voice changer, and he told me to follow him on Twitter. That's it. Follow me on Twitter.
It sounds to me like someone's trying to get attention of individuals that he considers key players. But,
oh, and then the text bombs. Actually, you know what? I think he did the same thing. Like three different times.
So he's obviously using a Google Voice.
Well, yeah, you know what? When your phone is just vibrating nonstop, you just got to turn it off at some point.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. And each print, it's basically like what these guys do when they call into my show, and they have like 12 numbers on the line. I've screen capped. I have video.
Hey, Vince.
What?
Can you like unmute the chat because?
Dude, you don't want to see the obscenity that is the chat. First of all, I was having technical difficulties. I was trying to queue up that phone message, but whatever. I'm keeping my phone off. I'm not going to turn it on. But he was just a weird, like, you know, what's his name? It reminded me of, Celtic Abortion. You guys know Celtic Abortion?
Yeah, you had him on the show not that long ago.
Yeah, it reminded me, he had something like that going on. In fact, at first I thought it was Celtic Abortion, but it wasn't. I don't think it was. I think it's just somebody else that has the same exact shit.
Are people really that desperate for attention nowadays that they've got to go and harass individuals?
Shadow. Yo, Vince, can you unmute the chat? Because like a few people said they're just going to bail. There's really no point in them staying.
Hang on. I have to get back logged on. I had some. I got bumped off.
Gonzo. Gonzo would like to talk to you too.
All right. I don't even have the switchboard open. It crashed on me. I don't see. I have the switchboard open now. Hang on. Let me open the chat room. What a disaster show. I mean, this show was doomed from the beginning, but still. No, I just didn't appreciate that this guy, you know, he threw me off because he had my number. And then he you know, he leaves a message in a tweaked out voice. Follow me on Twitter.
Right,
so
Vince, you followed him on Twitter. You followed him on Twitter because of that. Like, that's pretty bad.
I don't know. I thought he was going to DM me something. He didn't.
Dude, why would you follow him? They're like, nope.
I don't know. This is like some random sock puppet. But they go to the extent to call and leave a message.
Every once in a while, you just got to man up and go watch a puppet show, all right? That's all there's to it.
Oh God! I apologize, folks, in the chat. I'm trying to load the chat. Okay, I think it's loading now. All right. Hang on. Give me a minute.
Let's see.
All right. You guys, if you're gonna scroll, just don't paste people's personal information into the chat room itself.
Oh, and Destro,
you've all been free. Enjoy. Oh, Spyko with his fruity pink font. He's so gay.
Like, just an attention whore, man. Just don't even acknowledge his existence. Do what we all do and forget about him.
Yeah.
He's just got
sage advice.
Not doing anything productive at the moment.
He seems to be behaving. He seems to be behaving. My God, I can't talk. Thank God there's only like 20 minutes left. We've got another caller. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Vince? It's X.
Oh, X you out. Thanks for calling in, bro. How you doing?
Doing all right. Just pretty intrigued by this Agent Sabu. And
that's like the gayest name to, you know, come on.
I know.
Just come up with something. Why do you have to, you know?
Dude.
Dumb.
All right, you got Agent Sabu.
I think it's somebody that's just some, you know, skitty dude that
I have candy.
Doesn't like somebody. Doesn't like
I'm
Shadow. Doesn't
I'm
like Shadow. Actually,
I
can trace this back. I think I remember. Actually, I remember that name. It's probably the same person. Duh. There was a guy in the chat in your tiny chat. I was in your tiny chat.
Yeah, he was dropping IP addresses.
I was in there. I was taunting him. I was like, "Go ahead and do it, you asshole." If he could actually get mine.
That's why he called you, because you called him out on his shit for posting fake IP addresses.
That's what's up. Oh my God. Like detectives, bro.
See that, man? We got you six, brother.
That's right, dude. He was being so brazen. That's probably why he calls himself Sabu, because he's trying to act like Sabu, I guess.
I don't know. See, Sabu at least possessed some form of intelligence. Granted, he didn't let it shine all the time.
Yeah,
but
he turned into a bitch, dude. I mean, dude, all right. Like, whatever he did, I don't even fucking, like, remember a lot of this shit, but whatever he did, dude, and then, like, if he was all, like, quote-unquote tight, like, with his little group, and then, like, in the end, he just, like, ratted them all out, that's pretty bad.
See, there's a hidden story there that has yet to been told, but when that story finally does make its way to the light, you'll understand Sabu wasn't the one that went around snitching everybody out. So, I mean, just give it some time. Eventually that story will come out. And the only person right now that can vet me on this is Cyan Rose, so it's not really much of a credible source. But I promise you, one day you'll find out that Sabu wasn't as big of a douche as Fox News liked to claim that he was. So
I didn't really pay too much attention.
Talked to Sabu.
Really?
On multiple occasions. He is a cool guy. He seemed very cool to me.
He really is. I mean,
great advice. I already posted a pastebin of my, you know, probably my last, what do you call it, IRC chat with him. But I talked to him on the phone a couple of times, and he gave me the best advice I think any internet person has given me. He said, don't get caught up in this anonymous bullshit, you know, stay neutral. And I stayed neutral, and I'm so glad I did.
Too much.
Now in retrospect, that was his little wink at me, you know. But whatever, dude. He seemed like a cool guy. He seemed genuinely. Bad for the people that were arrested in the and arraigned in the anonymous 14 or 16 or 12 or 13 or whatever they call it, the PayPal people.
Yeah, the 14.
Yeah, I went to that arraignment. I met and I blogged about it. I guess probably saw it. But it was kind of a surreal day, because I spent it in San Jose at the courthouse, sitting most of the time Mercedes of all people in the courtroom, and you know, watched the whole thing happen, and then met a couple of the people afterwards. Met Triv, met Josh, I met Mercedes, I met Gosh, Owen. Who else? A couple other people. And then after spending like a whole day and afternoon exposed to that arraignment, which was really long and tedious, but it was interesting because it was in the exact same courtroom that I pleaded guilty to in my one misdemeanor offense. And it was scheduled with the same exact judge, too, by the way, which I thought was weird. And my lawyer was in the audience. That was kind of, it was so surreal. Yeah, so I saw all that shit go down. So I go home to San Francisco. Kishu is staying with me. She's like Jabba the Hutt in my house. She's like perched herself. She just sleeps 6 to 18 hours a day. Wakes up, chats with Shari Wongs and Sabu, and cams up for them. And then goes to the bar, gets shit-faced drunk, calls into my show, and is, you know, totally inaudible. And then comes home, passes out, sleeps another 18 hours, and does it all over again. It was so surreal. But so at that time, shit was going on. And so after being at the court appearance, I came back to my pad in San Francisco, and she's on the phone with Sabu, and I'm telling Sabu about the people I met, and he said a lot of good things about Triv. He said a lot of good things about Owen, especially. I guess Owen.
You mean Owen Walker?
He was the guy that I think he hosted their channel. I don't know.
Yeah, you're talking about Walker, right?
No, it wasn't Walker. It was Owen. I forgot what his last name was.
Cavelli.
He's the guy. No, it's not Josh Cavelli. No, it's Owen. Here, I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, I know which Owen you're talking
about. Yeah.
And an ops.
Older guy. Older news
friend. Yeah. Dude, the minute.
All these people's names are out. You can Google them.
Yeah, the minute you start talking about anonymous, like, your fucking chat goes nuts. So, like, everyone gets pissed.
But yeah, this is kind of surreal, though. So I was exposed to that, and then I came back and, like, talked to Sabu about this. And it was kind of really weird, because now, in retrospect, he was already an operative for the FBI at the time. And
yeah.
You know, he was giving propers to...
He was an operative.
His homies.
He was an operative...
He was... Shut up, Blitzkrieg.
Dude, come on. Oh, come the fuck on, dude.
It was kind of surreal.
I am retentive. Sorry. But sorry, Vince.
Stop it.
So, whatever, dude. That stupid asshole Agent Sabu person just, you know, ruined my show by making us talk about Sabu. So stupid. So weird. Russell League is a no-show tonight. That's so weird. X you out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I think it's just one of those things. It's nothing to do with anything. Everyone is passed out doing something.
Uh-huh. They're passed out, or they have other festivities going on. God knows.
Yeah.
I think they just have lives too, dude.
Yeah, it's just like a coincidence. I mean, I haven't been on Jabba with any of them.
Usually I get one of them on, though.
I agree.
I don't get Tyrone. I get Lankford. If I don't get Lankford, maybe I get Asshurt. If I don't get Asshurt, you know, what? It's something works out. And it's just not there tonight. I don't get it.
Well,
that's why I speculate... One of my top contenders for who is Agent Sabu is the Russell League.
Absolutely not.
Why else are they not here? I'll tell you who is here. WVU Soldier. Thanks for calling back, WVU Soldier.
Hey, no, man. As soon as I left, Blitzkrieg, X, Shadow, really? That's an all-star lineup.
Well, no. I fucking was on the line, and I hit one right before you left.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, exactly. Right when you announced you were getting off, and we said goodbye, Blitzkrieg put his hand up.
Well, thank you, Blitz. Thanks for covering down in my absence.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that you were kind of like the guest host for the first hour and a half, and then Blitz was like your reliever.
Came happy to help, man. Just trying to get you on, Russell.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm just, you know, the Meeps isn't in the chat. I mean, what's up?
All right, I'll tell you what's up.
All right, give us the scoop, dude.
Okay, it's like I said at the beginning, it's just coincidental. It's not really, there was nothing that I believe intent to anything as far as this Sabu thing. Nothing to do with Russell League. I mean, I would personally be shocked if this had anything to do. And I'm going to just say, no, it doesn't. No, it's not their style. It's not the people that I know and all that. So, no. And I've been saying it all night. You know, no. But, yeah, everyone is just kind of doing their own thing. But I know there's been some disturbance in the force, you know, and we talked about it, you know, with the situation with some people. And I think this right now, everyone's just taking a breather and doing what they have to do. But I just do not think it's any way related to this agent, Sabu, whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just an odd coincidence. I think you're right. It's just an odd coincidence.
I agree with the odd
weird timing. Weird timing.
Yes. Okay. But it happens.
Yeah, so. No, there have been shows that I've had, you know, since Russell League has been here. They just, you know, usually they don't take a night off like this. They do, but, you know, it's very few and far between.
I agree. But this is the reason for everything, but...
And after last night's show, who could blame anybody for listening tonight? I felt like after last night, I was like, fuck, I don't need to do a show. That was enough show for like a week.
I missed it. Sadly, I missed it. But,
I'll
be sure to catch it.
Talk about Brandon Darby infiltrator. Says Mountain Spirits. What about Brandon Darby? You think Brandon Darby is Agent Sabu? Okay, we have another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hello? Caller in the 765 area code. You are live.
Sometimes,
hello?
Sometimes I have a problem getting it to unmute.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
Nikki.
Hey, it's Nikki Smokes a Lot. From
how are you?
Marijuana Happy Hour. I'm doing okay. I'm doing better. I was not doing good earlier.
Why?
My jimmies were severely rustled.
Let those boys rustle your jimmies.
Just before I got on the show, some guy, I don't know who, somebody... I presume whoever's behind this Agent Sabu thing was able to get my cell phone number, and I have like a prepaid card, a phone, like a $10 phone. It's like a piece of shit. It just works, and that's it. And this person left a real creepy message saying follow me on Twitter, but it was in like a weird, you know, sound effect, voice changer type thing.
Yeah.
And I did. And I thought this guy was going to, like, direct message me something, but he hasn't. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. And at the same time, he's been going after Shadow DXS, who's on the call tonight. And and it all started with this tiny chat that we were all in a couple of days ago. This guy, I don't know, just kind of went bananas, and he said he was going to give out people's IPs. He never gave mine, though. He never gave mine. What a piece of shit. He couldn't get mine.
Was I in that China chat, Vince?
I don't remember. That was the tiny chat where X... Oh, yeah, of course, X you out? Is that what you were asking?
No, that was W. Belger.
Oh, I don't know. But
that's the one where you raged quit over something that one of the females did.
No, that was a different channel. I think that was on Russell League. No, this was just a couple days ago on Shadow's channel, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It was Shadow's show, which I think you should have, dude. You should do like a half hour Blog Talk Radio for like ICP, dude. I think that'd be awesome.
I actually have an account made and everything.
Nice. You would probably get a pretty healthy following, I think, if you did it right.
I would listen.
I'll fund it.
At the very least, we'd all troll the fuck out of you.
Absolutely.
I'll fund it for
hey,
you.
Hey, Nikki, do you like the Insane Clown Posse?
You know, I think there was like one song when they first came out that I liked, but that was it. I can't remember the name of it.
What was the song about? I might be able to tell you.
Why don't you just start singing some songs and I'll tell you if you got it
right. Oh,
no, because then Vince is going to get moody.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I try to keep an open mind and...
Kind of can with ICP, dude. Either you love it or you absolutely fucking love it.
No, I think it's disgusting. It kind of scares me. But I've seen interviews with these guys and they seem like normal people, but... You know, just except for the makeup and whatever.
Yeah, the makeup's weird. Kiss always freaked me out when
I
was younger.
But this is like a terrible version of Kiss. It's not very complimentary.
Well, I mean, you got to realize
it's like intentionally in poor taste. I do not appreciate that.
Well, you got to understand, these guys celebrate the fact that they are the world's most hated band. Okay, I mean, they
I'm part of the reason why they're the most hated band. I'm one of the people that hates them.
Exactly. Either you absolutely love everything, the entire family behind it, or you want nothing to do with it. You think it's disgusting, and you think that all juggalos should just stay far the fuck away from you.
But you don't care, never bothered to care.
Hey, I want to say thank you to the live listeners. We're going to sign off live right now. Thank you for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. We're into overtime here. So we can do final thoughts in overtime. Let's break it down here. Blitzkrieg, you have the floor here. What are your parting thoughts here tonight?
I don't know, just fucking stay chill, doing, go after the right people. Is that it?
That's it, dude?
I don't got anything else to say, dude. It turned into a clusterfuck.
Well, it always does.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, thanks, dude. Shadow, final thoughts. Message for Agent Sabu, perhaps.
Yeah, Agent Sabu really needs to get off everybody's nuts. Fuck the Jester, fuck Westboro Baptist Church, and I like tacos.
Clown.
Dude, I love tacos, too. Oh, man, I can't do a taco run tonight. I gotta be good. Because taco run just leads to, like...
We got a Taco Bell that's open.
Other runs. Like dude, a Choco Taco run.
Oh, dude, we got tacos down the fucking street now. I love this new fucking city. They're on the beach.
Have you ever had the Choco Tacos that aren't chocolate, but they're strawberry?
I've had the strawberry and I've had the peanut butter.
Oh, my. There's a peanut butter?
Yeah, there's butter. There's a peanut butter, bro. Oh,
shit.
Fill the fat bowl of
peanut butter Choco Taco.
Wow.
I think I just died and went to heaven. That's amazing.
See, people love you. Don't know it yet.
You have our gratitude.
X you out. Any parting thoughts as we wind down here?
Great show. No matter what happened, it was still pretty good in the end. I hope that this agent Sabu gets taken care of or whatever it turns out to be, so you don't have to get your phone fucked with or whatever. That's not cool.
Dude, I'm totally. I'm just trashing my phone. I want no part of it.
Yeah, just get another.
I'm just gonna get another one. It's easy. Yep. I just have to go down there and do it. It's not. It's quick and painless, but it's just a hassle of having to go through with that for the fourth time since I've been trying to hang out on the internet.
You're throwing out your phone because of that? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm getting a new number, dude. It's stupid.
Let's see. Not everybody has, you know, the one phone that they clutch onto with their entire life. People actually have smartphones and then they have throwaway phones.
Oh, shut up, Shadow. For fuck's sake. No, what I'm saying is...
He knows what he's talking about, dude. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
If I had people calling threatening me, and just the fact that they had my phone number or a troll, or if they spooked me out or something like that, I mean, yeah, it's not a bad idea just to change your number. But,
well, that's the thing is, you a phone for the purpose of throwing it away.
Exactly.
I understand Blitzkrieg can't comprehend something that complicated, but, you know, eventually he'll get it.
Shadow, you better stop. You better stop talking shit to me, I swear to God. Trying to get Vince hit. This has nothing to do with you.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Cry over a radio? Or are you going to bitch at me on IRC? Come on.
Oh.
Yeah. I love you all. Fucking Shadow.
Anyways, Vince.
You know I love you, Blitz.
Yeah, Blitz is the balls, man.
Vince, I wouldn't fucking give in. I'd just give it right back to him. That's all I'm saying.
Word.
Throw it away. Fuck Blitz. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Just throw the phone away.
He's in the green room with that chick. Fuck. Alright, yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah. Fuck this. I'll see you guys later.
Don't leave me here with X you out. It's creepy.
I ain't gonna stay with you, man. Nope. Have a good night. Bye.
Oh, man.
Okay, WVU, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm waiting for my closing thoughts. I don't know if I'm going to get them.
Since Vince wanted to go run off with Nikki Smokes a lot, why don't you just go ahead and spell it?
No, my closing thoughts, never let the drama get to you. The minute you do, the trolls win.
Hey, we got Blitz Craig and
it's Happy.
Hey, well, no. you're Patriot Greg in there, Vince.
All right, perfect. WVU, final thoughts.
My final thoughts, never let the trolls get to you, man. Don't let them rustle your jimmies. If you do, the trolls win.
Yeah. Rule number 14.
Right.
Yeah, but I always win, so.
Balls to you!
Thank you.
Right on. And last but not least, Nikki, any final thoughts you'd like to share before we finish the show?
Well, I really don't have any final thoughts since I just got here.
Oh, so what's on your mind tonight? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, sex has been on my mind all day long today.
Really? What about sex?
Oh, we were supposed to do a sex show, and I had a few interesting things that I wanted to talk about. I don't know, some little facts that I found.
Okay, well, why don't you talk about them now?
You're choppy.
Oh, I'm Patriot Gregging? God damn it.
You're going to put that, please.
All right. Hey, Nikki, any final thoughts before we go, please? The floor is yours.
Before we go, smoke weed, make love.
Hell yeah.
that.
Right. Good times, baby. Well, I appreciate the call. We're peace outing. Until next time, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. All right, everybody who, this is kind of like Beatles at the end of the record. It's a bunch of just dead air. So it's like the bonus track. I was in the green room with the lovely Nikki Smokes a Lot.
Hi.
Nikki, hey. Nikki was hoping to do a sex show tonight, and she had all these sex facts lined up for her show, and she didn't get to do them. So I think we're going to let her do that in just a second. But first, somebody actually raised their hand. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You just raised your hand. Who is this? Hello, caller. Caller, your hand's raised. Area code 832.
You're on live with Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, you're on with Vince and Nikki. What's up? All right, Nikki, how about you give us, because there are people listening.
There are people listening?
There are people listening. Like, that person has their hand up. I don't know why they're not talking. But whatever. Why don't you tell us some of these facts?
Okay. You guys all know about the G-spot, right?
No, tell me about it.
Oh, no. You know about the G-spot.
Okay.
I know you know about the G-spot.
All right, what about it?
Did you know that there's an A-spot?
Wait, how many spots are there? Like the entire alphabet?
There are actually now 8 different erogenous zones that you on a woman's body that can make her have an orgasm besides the clitoris. Did you
wow.
know that the back of a woman's kneecaps, if you lick them and kiss them and suck them long enough, that she'll have an orgasm?
No shit.
Mm-hmm. That's a true story, my friend.
That's so, dude, I wish. So does that mean you can get off by just like rubbing the back of your knee?
I've never tried it, but I bet maybe. I mean, I can get off by breast stimulation alone and just by mental masturbation alone. So it's just
Oh, yeah. Everybody can do that.
No, they can't.
What? Really?
You're going to tell me, okay, right now, if you were sitting back in your chair, not touching yourself, just thinking, you know, about what you would want to be doing, you know, you're having your fantasy, just thinking and no touching at all, could you make yourself come?
Wow.
Can you?
Well, I mean, I can, like, rub up on shit, of course. I can dry hump something.
No, I'm not talking about dry humping anything. I'm talking about just
sitting. Just, like, close my eyes and, without touching myself, just ejaculate?
Yeah, make yourself get off, can you?
No. That has never happened. I've always needed some sort of friction, some sort of something going on down there.
Most women can.
Wow.
I love the fact that I'm one of those women. So, would you gentlemen like to know how to find the A-spot?
Please. Yes.
Okay. It's a little further up inside the vagina from the G-spot. And this is what causes the woman to squirt. It's not the G-spot being stimulated. It's the A-spot. And this is how you reach it. Take your fingers. Take your forefinger and your middle finger, or your index finger and your middle finger, and you would place them inside of her, and you would stick out your thumb like as in a hitchhiking position. And what that's going to do, it's going to pull your fingers in a little bit more snugly against the vaginal wall, stimulating the A and the G spot. Now, you can also use your thumb to stimulate the clit while gently twisting your hand.
So it's kind of like it's kind of like when you're a kid and you used to make a gun with your hand, but you use your middle finger too. And you just
you're out.
pound it with, like that. Boom. I see how that, like the thumb gives stimulus to the clitoris.
Mm-hmm. But it also, when you pull it back, like in a hitchhiker position, it's pulling your other two fingers up and it's rubbing because your G-spot and your A-spot are on the upper wall of the vagina. So you want to make sure that you're rubbing that upper wall.
Wow, I did not know that. These are good. These are good facts to know.
Absolutely.
What else do you have?
Oh, I'm looking. Okay, here's a real simple one.
Okay.
Did you know that the hottest word that you can say to a woman is you?
You.
Yes. For example, instead of saying, my cock feels good, say, you make my cock feel so fucking good. Add the fucking in there. It kind of, you know, makes it a little bit more intimate.
To be honest, you just full disclosure, that statement is true of my of me right now. Yeah, I'm at attention right now. Thank you. I'm pitching a tent. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I didn't.
Oh, you're a nigga. You're a nigga.
Sorry, I forgot to get the schmoop.
Here.
No, he's not here. I forgot to sneak that in somewhere during the show. I uploaded another. I'm trying to get more clips uploaded because sometimes I just letting people talk, and mm-hmm. this every once in a while, you know, drop in a sound clip.
Mhm. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's. You know, it's whatever. You know, blasé, whatever, passé, whatever the word is. But I enjoy it. What do we have here? I'm trying to find this. I hate the Irish word. It's such a piece of garbage.
Oh, you're chappy. And I'd
this
also like to
is speak. Not a charade. We need total concentration.
My bad, dude. My bad.
That was cute. I like that.
You know what that's from?
I it's familiar.
You ever seen Kentucky Fried Movie?
God, I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, within Kentucky Fried Movie is just a bunch of like little sketches, and these sketches sort of bookend this little miniature feature, little like mini spoof on Enter the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some funny movie. Do you have Netflix?
No.
Kentucky, well, if you do you go to the Redbox or anything?
No, I hardly ever watch movies or TV.
Oh, you know what? YouTube. It's the whole thing's on YouTube. You know what?
The
I'll
whole
tweet
movie.
You. Oh yeah, I'll tweet it to you. But
okay.
There's a lot you could use sound bites from that whole goddamn movie. It's hilarious. But the feature part of the show, of the film, is this little 20-minute spoof on that movie. And it has, and these are the two clips, the one that we just played.
This is not a charade. We need total concentration.
It's a classic one. That's the main character that's trying to be like Bruce Lee. And then there's Dr. Klan. This is his gratitude thing.
You have our gratitude.
Whatever. trying to compile some sound effects, just mix it up.
Fun.
Okay. Any more facts? Or did you find more facts?
Oh, I have a lot of facts.
Okay. Let's hear some more.
Okay. Did you know that sensation central is at the base of a woman's spine? Stroke it, kiss it, and also do the same on her belly, just above her pubic hairline, excuse me. Turn on.
Interesting. This is good intel.
Well, sex is all about discovery. It's not a destination, you know, coming. I mean, yeah, everybody wants to come during sex, but it's more about discovering and
what leads up to that.
Okay, now I got something fun for you guys you could try.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a peppermint patty?
No. What's that?
Okay, get naked with me right now, Vince.
Oh, shit. Okay, hang on. I'm, like, still fully clothed. I'm, you know, so pardon me. It's taken a while.
That's okay.
So you're already naked?
Yes.
God damn it.
I came into the show naked.
Oh, wow. So hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to tangle up here. Okay. All right, now what?
Ready. Okay, imagine this is what we're going to do. I'm going to lay back, and you're going to pour peppermint schnapps in my belly button. Okay? You like peppermint schnapps?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You're going to sip it, and then you're going to start kissing my breasts all around them, my nipples. And then what you're going to do is you're going to blow on those spots that you kiss. What it does is it causes a cooling sensation and heightens arousal.
You know, one of my girlfriends and I, we would get like this edible stuff.
Yes.
That it had different, like, some of them were cool, like it was like a cooling sensation. Some of them were like a heating sensation. It was weird. And I tried that a couple times. That was definitely interesting.
It's fun. It's foreplay. It's fun. It spices things up and keeps things interesting instead of the same old, same old.
Okay, what else?
All right, what else we got here? Oh, this is very important. Not very many men know this.
Uh-huh.
And they need to. So I don't know how many people you got listening, but I just want to tell everybody really quick, and I know that Vince already knows this. When sucking a woman's nipples, suck them both at the same time. This drives us absolutely wild.
That's like one of my easily one of my top five things to do.
Oh, absolutely! I love it. I go insane.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, I can't lie. Okay.
Read.
What else? Oh, what else you got?
Are you getting bored with them?
No, hell no. These are great.
Oh, okay.
I'm very aroused now.
Okay.
You've piqued my interest.
Read erotica. Very intimate, and the sound of your voice turns her on. Have you ever read erotica to a woman then?
Maybe once or twice. I don't know. Not really, though. I mean, I read erotica in that song I did called Zuzana.
No, I'm talking about you and her in bed.
Uh-huh.
You know, naked. I'm just reading some really hot sensual erotica to her. It's another
No, I have not done anything like that. I'm totally interested in trying that.
You should.
I definitely want to do that at some juncture.
Mm-hmm. Something small, but very intimate. Place your hand on her knee.
Hand on knee. Okay. Hand behind mm-hmm. knee, hand on knee. Both
mm-hmm.
good. The knee is a good area.
Yes.
Check. Got it.
And toes. If you're a toe sucker,
really?
Suck her toes.
Oh, God. Oh, man. They got to be well. Like, take a shower and then I'll suck your toes.
I was going to say, why don't you take a shower with her? And then, when you get out of the
yeah.
shower.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Toes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sensible. I can. All right.
You knew how hot a woman's vagina got just by her toes being sucked alone, you would do it every day.
Interesting. What else do you have?
I have. We love it when you come up from behind,
mm-hmm.
whisper in our ear. Kiss our ear, kiss our neck, or just start taking our clothes off. Whether we're doing the dishes, looking out the window, just come up from behind.
All right. Got it. Just, all right, check. I already knew about the neck thing coming up.
The what?
I full disclosure. I already knew about that last one, the coming up from behind.
A lot of men do, but some don't.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're listening.
All right,
some.
No, that's good. A factoid that people are, you know, there's people listening. People are going to hear this in the archive. This is educational. I've already learned a ton of shit, man. This is crazy. What else?
Okay, and last, not least, in the doggy style position, increase clitoral contact by lifting her ass up. Spread your legs to move down a little so you can hit the super sensitive vaginal wall. Then reach around, play with the clit. I prefer it when you use a small vibrator on my clit. It intensifies my orgasm.
I just came.
Stop it.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us, or joining me tonight, Nikki. That was, wow. I'm really disappointed you didn't get to do your sex show, but I hope that alleviated some of the frustration.
It did. I worked hard. Had a few things I wanted to talk about. I have lots of material.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Just happened.
Oh my God, you're always welcome to bring your material here. No doubt about it.
Thank you.
All right. So what kind of music do you like?
I like a lot of music. I mean, if you would ask me what my favorites were, the first thing that's going to come to mind is Led Zeppelin.
Okay. What else?
I like the Stones. Oh, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Her.
That's it? Just those three?
No, I have a huge variety. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I mean.
All right, I get the picture. You like classic rock. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's country, too. I grew up on country. I like old country.
Well, this song is for you, darling. This track kind of pairs up nicely with the track we played earlier, the Dr. Dre, the Tupac Pac track about California.
Oh, I love Dr. Dre.
Yeah. Well, this is for you, Nikki. This is California by Led Zeppelin. Good night. We'll talk to you next time.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke myself and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.